USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With two mass shootings in crowded public places in Texas and Ohio claiming at least 29 lives in less than 24 hours and leaving scores of people wounded, it's a shocking carnage even in a country accustomed to gun violence. On NBC's Meet the Press this morning, Democratic candidate Cory Booker blames the current administration.
We have a president of the United States who is particularly responsible. I, in my faith, have this idea that you reap what you sow, and he is sowing seeds of hatred in our country, and this harvest of hate violence that we're seeing right now lies at his feet.
In the Texas border city of El Paso, a gunman opened fire yesterday morning in a shopping area packed with thousands of people during the busy back-to-school season, killing 20 and wounding more than two dozen. Hours later in Dayton, Ohio, a gunman wearing body armor opened fire in a popular nightclub area, killing 9 and injuring 26. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
There were high-level meetings earlier in Australia with U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Pompeo commented on U.S. and Australian interests in the Persian Gulf, where tensions with Iran are up.
We hope Australia will partner with us in some of the most pressing foreign policy challenges of our time, like efforts to stabilize Syria and keep Afghanistan free of terror, and confront the Islamic Republic of Iran's unprovoked attacks on international shipping in the Strait of Hormuz.
Defense Secretary-designate Mark Esper is also with Pompeo on that trip. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Trump administration has decided to exempt aviation safety and space exploration technology from new sanctions it has levied against Russia in connection with the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. The State Department said that products related to those sectors will not be automatically subjected to the export ban that was announced by President Donald Trump last week. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A celebration at a San Diego beach turned tragic on Friday as three women died in a cliff collapse. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The three relatives had gathered on Grandview Beach to celebrate one of them having survived breast cancer. Authorities releasing information on Saturday saying Elizabeth Cox, the cancer survivor, was killed instantly when the tons of sandstone came crashing down. The other two women, Cox's niece Ann Clave and Cox's sister Julie Davis, died at a hospital a short time later. A city official says there was no indication that there was a threat posed by the 30-foot-long slab of the cliff, which plunged onto the beach below, a few miles north of downtown San Diego. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Florida man who created a two-week crisis by mailing 16 packages of inoperative pipe bombs packed with fireworks powder and shards of glass to 13 famous Democrats is scheduled to learn his punishment tomorrow. Defense lawyers urge leniency, saying Cesar Sayoc, burdened as a child by severe learning disabilities, was living alone in a cramped van and working as a strip club DJ and a pizza delivery man in West Palm Beach when he became increasingly obsessive, paranoid, and angry and believed enemies of President Donald Trump were trying to hurt him and other Trump supporters. His targets included Hillary Clinton, former Vice President Joe Biden, and several members of Congress, former President Barack Obama, actor Robert De Niro, and others. Devices were also mailed to news network offices in New York and Atlanta. Thank you for listening to USA Radio News. I'm John Hunt.